When I was in college, I was involved with a ministry called Impact. It was a program where students from not just our school, but around the community would gather at a local church for a weekend retreat. There would be times of worship, and they would bring in speakers and times of prayer and other activities. And the pastor who ran Impact understood the importance of retreat, of getting away from your usual schedule, of going away, in that case, with other believers, being surrounded by people who wanted to seek after God, and give that time, a couple of days devoted just to seeking after God and growing in your faith. And through that ministry, a lot of students came to know Jesus as their Savior, and I think everyone who went was touched in some way. The weekend would always culminate with a gathering. They would invite in parents and friends and other people close to the students who were there, and we would celebrate what God had done in our hearts. And those retreats, I think I went on maybe three or four of those weekends, they were really spiritual high points in my life during that time in my life. And I hope that you have had some similar sort of experience. Maybe it was going away to camp or another retreat experience, or maybe it was just a time here at the church gathering with other believers for prayer and worship. But those moments when you really set aside time just to be with God, just to seek after Him and to allow the Spirit to be at work in your life. We all need those moments. Even Jesus and His disciples, as busy as they were, all the important things that Jesus was doing, but they took time, often throughout Jesus' ministry, took time where they could just get away and listen to God and talk to God and be refreshed and be renewed for the ministry that God had called them to. These spiritual retreats in our lives can happen over a weekend, but they can also just be an afternoon that you take by yourself to spend with God, or it could even be just an hour when you set aside that moment just to pray and listen to God's voice. Jesus invites us to get away with Him. By yourself, or with other believers, to spend time listening to God and growing in your faith. Jesus called His disciples away to retreat several times through His ministry, and you can read these as you go through the gospel stories, and we're going to look at one of those stories today. And what's interesting about this story is that it begins with sort of a failed attempt at retreat. And this may be an encouragement to us that sometimes we say to God, oh, I'd like to get away. I'd like to devote this time to be with You, to pray. But then the phone rings or something else comes up, another appointment gets in the way, and then you have to reschedule that time. And that's just what happened with Jesus and the disciples. So listen to what Mark chapter 3 says, beginning at verse 7. Jesus withdrew with His disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all He was doing, many people came to Him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan, and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, He told His disciples to have a small boat ready for Him to keep the people from crowding Him. For He had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch Him. Whenever the impure spirits saw Him, they fell down before Him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But He gave them strict orders not to tell others about Him. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to Him those He wanted, and they came to Him. He appointed 12 that they might be with Him and that He might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 He appointed: Simon, to whom He gave the name Peter; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them He gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas; James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus knew that his disciples needed sort of a special time away with him. They were involved in this important ministry, this big job that Jesus was just teaching them about. Of course, Jesus knew all what his ministry was supposed to be, but he was then preparing the disciples for when he would no longer be with them, and he would hand the ministry off to the disciples. And so he knew that they needed these times just alone with him to prepare for all that lay ahead for them. But the crowds often made it hard for Jesus to spend time just with the disciples. Everybody wanted a part of Jesus. Everybody wanted to be near him. Some of the people in the crowds were just curious. They just wanted to come out and see what this phenomenon was. We'd heard about Jesus, and they wanted to get close to him and see what all the fuss was about. Others there came to Jesus with needs. They wanted to be healed. They needed the power that Jesus brought with him. Some in the crowds were suspicious of Jesus. But the disciples, they longed to have that special time alone just with him. And so on this occasion, as Mark writes this story, Jesus tried to set off with his disciples down at the lake. And they went off there, and they must have had in mind, we're going to go off by ourselves and we're going to spend some time together. Jesus, of course, knew what eventually happened up on the mountainside. He probably had in mind to do at the lake. I'm going to appoint the 12 apostles, the 12 who will be closest to me of all of the followers that Jesus had around him. And we don't know how many at the time, but there may have been dozens and dozens of people who had begun to follow Jesus from place to place, but he wanted to appoint 12 to be closest to him. And so first they tried to go down by the lake, but the crowds heard that Jesus was there, and they came, and they wanted to be near him. And so Jesus attended to the needs of the crowd, because Jesus loved them as well. Of course, Jesus wanted people to follow him, right? This was why he came into the world. He wanted the crowds around him. He wanted them to come and hear him speak. He wanted them to be there to witness the miracles. But there were times in the midst of the busyness of the ministry that Jesus knew he needed to get away. And he knew that the disciples needed to get away. They needed rest and quiet. They needed moments of retreat. And so the crowds, whom Jesus loved and whom Jesus cared for, the crowds sometimes became a burden. The crowds sometimes became an obstacle in the way of the spiritual retreat that Jesus knew his disciples needed. And I think that may sound familiar to us. When all the busyness of our lives, as important as all of that is, whether it's your job or caring for your family or caring for your neighbors or even time working here at the church with all the busyness that we do, sometimes those important things get in the way of maybe what is even more important at a particular moment in your life, which is to spend time with God, to spend time just seeking after him and praying and worshiping and reading his word, and allowing God to feed what your souls truly need. And so Jesus needed to find that time, that place where they could be alone. So after ministering to the crowd, after attending to their needs, Jesus calls his friends away. And I think it's a beautiful verse. Verse 13, Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted. And they came to him. It's an invitation. And I believe that Jesus invites each of us to come to him. Here's what the Holy Spirit, I think, is saying to us today. Sometimes we need to get away alone or with other believers for a time of renewal with Jesus. And I think that's part of what this passage is teaching us today. And so I want to take that statement and kind of break it down into its parts as we look through this story. And I hope that you hear that statement as an invitation and not as an obligation. Sometimes spiritual disciplines, prayer, reading the Word, even worship, sometimes we turn that into, oh, it's something else I have to check off my list to do today. Got to go to church today. And then I've got to do other things this afternoon. And soon being with God becomes an obligation. Or maybe it's even your personal devotional time, whether it's in the morning or in the evening, and you think, oh, I'm so busy, and oh, but I've got to sit down. And so that devotional time just gets to be something that you have to do rather than something that God is inviting you to do because it's good for you. And because it will help you have the energy and the focus and the strength and the wisdom you need for everything else in your life. That word sometimes at the beginning of the statement is meant to be ambiguous. And again, I think this gets to it's an invitation and not an obligation. I don't know for you when that sometimes will be. None of us here, as far as I know, are called to be nuns or monks, people who set aside their entire lives just to be with God. I don't think any of us here, even me, I'm a pastor, I work for the church, but I still have a family, I still have other things that I do in my life. Yes, there are times when I sit and read the Word and prepare sermons and teach the Word and worship and pray and all those things that all of us do. But even as a pastor, I don't spend all of my time doing those things. But sometimes God calls us away. Sometimes is meant to be for us that those moments of special times with God. Those moments when you feel, whether it's because the burdens are becoming too much or because maybe you haven't been close to God recently or because you just hear the Spirit whispering in the back of your mind, it's time. It's time to get away. It's time to set yourself apart. It's time to set down the burdens. And you come to that sometime in your life. You see, God does have other things for us to do. We have important things in our life that we are called to attend to. And all those important things have their time and they have their place. But sometimes Jesus invites us to come to Him and to be alone with Him or to gather with other believers, but to set aside that time just to be with Him. And it might be for you a few minutes each day, and I hope you do have time in your day, each day to be with God, to pray and to open up His Word. Or maybe sometimes for you is an hour or two once a week, an afternoon that you set aside. Sunday morning, of course, is also a time like this. Maybe you also can set aside a whole day every now and then. And maybe you go off to a special place that's quiet and important to you, or maybe it's a time that you gather with a small group of other believers from the church, but you set aside those special times when you can be with God, when you can listen to the Spirit and hear that invitation from Jesus to come away, to be with Him, and to let Him work in your heart. So the sometimes tells us when. But then we need to think about where. And so it's sometimes we need to get away. We need to get away. And again, away may also sound ambiguous, like sometimes. And I can't tell you when the sometimes is. I can't also tell you in your life where the away is. But I can tell you that away is an important place. Away means separate. It means apart from. It means different than all the other ordinary places in your life. For Jesus and the disciples, the away was a mountainside. They tried the lake, but the crowds found them there. And so Jesus said, let's head up to the mountain. And that was where they found their quiet, alone time with God. away from the demands of life, away from the distractions, away from the worries. Getting away means that you leave behind the ordinary things of life. You trust God will watch over that for a while. You trust that all those important things that you're supposed to do, all the other important places in your life, God can attend to those while you get away with Him. Now, I know that away can be a hard place to find, because it's hard to let everything else go. It's hard to stop all the busyness of your life. It took a couple tries for Jesus and the disciples. And I'm sure that was not a unique experience for them. Everywhere Jesus went, He was surrounded by needs and people and controversy as people criticized Him. And Jesus had a hard time being alone. He did have to work at finding the away place. But it was worth that effort, because getting away was important to Jesus. He had important things to do with His disciples when they were finally able to get away. So where is your away? It doesn't have to be the top of a mountain. It doesn't have to be some inspirational place where no one else goes. Away can be anywhere. So don't let finding some exotic place get in the way of getting away. But you do need to find somewhere that is away. And so it could for you be a comfortable chair in your living room. That can be away. It could be a quiet street in your neighborhood where you can go take a walk. Away could be here in the church. What we're doing right now is away, especially if you turn off your cell phone and you don't think about all the things you've got to do this afternoon, or who's going to win the football game, or what's for lunch, and you devote this time to being away with God. Away can be anywhere that you feel set apart to be with God. When we imagine this time away, you might think about it needs to be alone, just you and God. But in the story that we read here with Jesus and the disciples, what they did is they got away with other believers. And that can be just as much an opportunity for spiritual growth as just being alone in your own home or in some other private, quiet place. Jesus knows the value of fellowship and friendship. And so as we continue thinking about this, it's sometimes we need to get away alone, or sometimes it's with other believers. Mark does not tell us, as we read through chapter 3, what it is that they did when they went away. You can imagine if you went away to the camp or went away on another type of spiritual retreat, you might have all kinds of activities that were enjoyable, maybe some recreation. Maybe the disciples played some golf or went hiking or did a ropes course. I don't know. They might have done those things together, group building activities, team building. But whatever they did, Jesus called them away for a common purpose. And that common purpose in their case was, as it says in verse 14, He appointed 12 that they might be with Him and that He might send them out to preach. In other words, Jesus called them away to be with Him so that He could then give them their mission, their ministry in life. And so they went away with Jesus so that then He could prepare them to go back into the world with the important work that they would carry on His ministry, that they would do those things that He started to do. Jesus asked them to become a part of God's great plan of spreading the good news, of changing lives, and He empowered them to carry out that ministry. That's also why we gather as a church, isn't it? It's why we come together as believers, because we share that common purpose, that mission that Jesus has given us. And so we get away from ordinary life and we come together as believers. We meet here with God. We are inspired, we worship, we pray together, we open God's Word together, and then God sends us back into the world. To some degree, all different directions, different parts of this community, off to your neighborhood and your place of work and your school and wherever God sends you during the week, and you take with you what you gained from this gathering together and the mission that Jesus has given us. Then again, the same can happen during your private devotional times with God. God calls you apart, speaks into your heart as you read His Word, as you pray, as you listen to His Spirit, so that then He can send you back out, ready to go and do His will in the world. I've been impressed these past few weeks as we've been reading through the Immerse New Testament. We've been reading the New Testament together. Many of us, I think most of the church is reading, and almost half of the church, I think, is gathering either on Sunday mornings or on Wednesday evenings for our discussion groups, and we're talking about what we read there. We share our questions, we share our insights, we learn from one another. And you see, this is the value of the fellowship of believers. Again, as we set aside those times, as we gather together with believers, as we listen to God's Spirit, those moments of retreat, even if it's for, like in that case, a Bible study, time set apart, time devoted to listening to God, time where other believers can encourage you, time where we can be with Jesus and with His people, and He can work at changing us and helping us to grow in our faith. These are times that God gives us, whether it's time alone, just you and God, just you and Jesus, or times when you gather with other believers, where you can grow in your faith and be encouraged. More than anything else, these retreats are important because being with Jesus is good for our souls. And so we come to the end of the statement. Sometimes we need to get away, alone or with other believers, for a time of renewal. For a time of renewal with Jesus. You see, a spiritual retreat, again, whether it's a weekend away or a few minutes as you begin your day, or gathering with the church here on Sunday morning. A spiritual retreat is different than going on a vacation. It's different than just a time of recreation, which is similar in some ways. You set aside all your busyness. You go somewhere special. You lay on the beach. You climb a mountain, all those things that you might do on vacation. Those things are important for us emotionally, and we get to rest and heal and be renewed in that way. But a spiritual retreat, this time, this special time that we give to God, is a time when God can work on our souls, when God can renew our hearts, when we give our time and attention and our devotion to be with God, to be with Jesus Christ. Of all of the things that we can give to God, we can give Him our service, we can give Him our money, we can give God our worship. But of all the things that we can give Him, time might be the most valuable gift that we can give, especially in our culture. We're so busy. There are so many demands on our time. We're pulled in so many different directions. To give God an hour out of your day, or to give God an entire day, to set aside time just to be with Him, is a tremendous gift. It's a sign of love and faith. It's also a gift to yourself, because when you set aside that time to be with God, you invite Him to bless you and to heal you and to renew you and to work in your heart and to show you His love, which He pours out over us just as He knows that we need. I think as we read through these gospel stories, and if you're in the Immerse schedule during the coming week, you'll be reading into Mark's gospel. It's easy to be jealous of the disciples, isn't it? You think about these 12 and the others who followed Jesus, and they got to spend all that time with Him. If they ever got a question, hey, Jesus, answer this for me. They got to pray with Jesus. They got to share meals together with Him, just not talking about anything deep or spiritual, but just being with Jesus. And it's easy to be jealous of that, all those amazing experiences that they must have shared just with their Lord. But then again, as much as that was a blessing for the disciples. The truth is, we can enjoy that same blessing when we remember that Jesus' Spirit lives within us. And I think all too often we discount the presence of the Spirit in our lives. We've been talking about the Spirit quite a bit over the past few weeks, how the Spirit gives us gifts and helps us to pray and gives us the strength that we need to get through life. And one of the other blessings that I think comes out of this passage is that God sends His Holy Spirit into our lives so that wherever we go, whatever moment of the day, we don't have to seek out one person as the disciples had to be near Jesus Himself, but we now have the Spirit always with us. Whether we go up on the mountainside or whether we go down by the lake or whether you just sit in your own living room or you come here to the church, God's Spirit is always with us. And through the Spirit, we hear God's voice speaking to us as we read His Word. The Spirit helps us to pray and helps us to worship. The Spirit is with us when we gather with other believers. The Spirit speaks through their voices as well. And so what a blessing it is for us, just as it was for the disciples, to draw near to Jesus. We don't get to see Him or touch Him, but we know that He's present with us in His Spirit, even in this moment. Jesus is here with us. And so the challenge for us is to find those times, to listen for those invitations when Jesus says, "Come away and be with me." And to be willing when He calls to set aside everything else and to get away and to be alone with Him. Spiritual retreat is about finding those moments to be with Jesus. To take that time to give yourself fully to Him and to seek His blessing and seek His approval and seek His love. And then once you've been renewed, once you've been refreshed, then Jesus will send you back into the world and back to your work and back to your family and back to all those important things that you do throughout the day and throughout the week. And as you go back into the world, you will go back with the strength that God gives you, with the power of the Spirit at work in your heart, with the wisdom of God in your mind ready to guide you and to give you what you need throughout your day. So I hope you'll take those times, you'll listen for those invitations, and you'll be ready to set aside the time and the energy, the focus that you need to give God, to be with Him and to listen to Him. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we do give You thanks today for these invitations that You give us. Moments to get away, to be with You, quiet moments when we can pray and worship, times when we can gather with other believers and allow You to be at work in our hearts. And I pray, Father, that when we set those times aside, that You would use them to change us and to renew us, so that then You can send us back into the world as people who reflect Jesus Christ and can love people the way He did. Lord, we thank You for Your grace. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.